Chapter 3. Judgment of Judah and Jerusalem. The Lord of hosts, shall take away from Jerusalem and from Judah support and prop, all supplies of bread and water. Hero and warrior, judge and prophet, fortune teller and elder, the captain of 50 and the nobleman, counselor, skilled magician and expert charmer. I will make striplings their princes, the fickle shall govern them, and the people shall oppress one another. Yes, every man his neighbor. The child shall be bold toward the elder, and the base toward the honorable. When a man seizes his brother in his father's house, saying, You have clothes, be our ruler, and take in hand this ruin, then shall he answer in that day, I will not undertake to cure this, when in my own house there is no bread or clothing. You shall not make me ruler of the people. Jerusalem is crumbling, Judah is falling, for their speech and their deeds are before the Lord, a provocation in the sight of His majesty. Their very look bears witness against them. Their sin, like Sodom, they vaunt, they hide it not. Woe to them! They deal out evil to themselves. Happy the just, for it will be well with them. The fruit of their works they will eat. Woe to the wicked man! All goes ill. With the work of his hands he will be repaid. My people, a babe in arms will be their tyrant, and women will rule them. O my people, your leaders mislead. They destroy the paths you should follow. The Lord rises to accuse, standing to try his people. The Lord enters into judgment with his people's elders and princes. It is you who have devoured the vineyard. The loot wrested from the poor is in your houses. What do you mean by crushing my people and grinding down the poor when they look to you? Says the Lord, the God of hosts. The Lord said, Because the daughters of Zion are haughty and walk with necks outstretched, ogling and mincing as they go, their anklets tinkling with every step. The Lord shall cover the scalps of Zion's daughters with scabs, and the Lord shall bear their heads. On that day, the Lord will do away with the finery of the anklets, sunbursts and crescents, the pendants, bracelets and veils, the headdresses, bangles, cinctures, perfume boxes and amulets, the signet rings and the nose rings, the court dresses, wraps, cloaks and purses, the mirrors, linen tunics, turbans and shawls. Instead of perfume, there will be stench. Instead of the girdle, a rope. And for the coiffure, baldness. For the rich gown, a sackcloth skirt. Then, instead of beauty, your men will fall by the sword, and your champions in war. Her gates will lament and mourn, as the city sits desolate on the ground.